today I want to talk to you about the 24 questions to ask yourself before you undertake a rebrand. So Seth Godin, who's a bit of a marketing god, once said, a brand is a set of expectations, memories, stories, and relationships that, taken together, account for a consumer's decision to choose one product or service over another. If the consumer doesn't pay a premium, make a selection, or spread the word, then no brand value exists for that consumer. Branding is the core of your business's marketing. It is the first impression, the core message, the values, the purpose, the mission, and the vision. At its heart, it is the essence of your business and why you do what you do. I'm working with a lot of clients at the moment on branding projects, rebranding a couple of corporate rebrands, which are quite a big deal for them, because there's a lot of legacy when you're rebranding, especially with a big organisation, brand refresh, where we make some little tweaks, and brand new branding design projects. They're the most challenging and yet the most rewarding projects I work on. So having done this for a while now, I have a set of questions that I ask clients when working on branding and logo projects. Over the last 12 months, I have undergone, in case you haven't noticed, a major overhaul in my own business, and I'm undergoing the sometimes overwhelming but always fun and very time-consuming task of rejigging my own website to attract my dream client. So this process sparked a bit of brand examination for myself. So a bit of history around my own logo. I designed that, I think, in Illustrator, possibly in Word, back in 2009 when I had to drop everything as I had decided to start freelancing. And in one day, I had my first freelance client fall out of the sky. And I'm still, to a degree, sometimes working with that client. So since its inception, my logo, which is the visual representation of my brand, I've received a few comments that people love the simplicity of the blue circles. As it was designed, my primary business back then was as a copywriter. And that's where I started. That was where I started in marketing. So the circles were intended to evoke imagery of pens and writing and ink. And I love the blue circles. I love blue. So the original font, though, I couldn't stand. So the blue circles went out and a very plain font, you know, the designer's old favourite, Helvetica, came in. And I've changed things up and have maintained a very clear font, and the blue circles have stayed. So it's not outrageous, it's not particularly bold, but it's me, it's clear, to the point, and I love blue circles. And people know me for my logo. But as I said, the logo is part of the brand, and it's the visual representation of the brand, and your own mission and your vision and your purpose and your values and your messaging, the copy, all the things go, and your website, go around that logo. But your logo is a thing that remains consistent and visually consistent, and you deliver that in one way or another across every single thing that you produce. So if you're going to undertake a rebrand, these are the 24 questions to ask yourself. Why are you rebranding? So what are the motivations behind your rebrand? Why have you decided to do this? Do you feel that your branding is dated? And if so, why? Does your logo look too much like a competitor's? And I've worked with a couple of clients where this has come up. Visual imagery is common across industries. So say you are a dating coach, you know, you might want to use hearts, but then a lot of people use hearts in dating coaching. You know, if you're in health or in nutrition, people use apples because it's the universal symbols of these things. And you'll notice that you look around at brands. For those who don't have abstract logos and use things, there's often a universal symbols, apples for health, hearts for love, that sort of thing. So does your logo communicate what you do and how you do it? So I'm not talking about being explicit but evoking a feeling about what you do and having a very base understanding of what you do. Does your current logo engage your audience? So I work with clients who say they are consultants, so that it's just them. And they might have a logo where they've gone, right, I want to go really corporate and I want to represent myself as corporate, but it's just them working by themselves. And you've got to strike a balance between representing who you aspire to be, so maybe having a large organization, and who you are now. If people want to work with a consultant, they want to work one-on-one, that needs to feel to a certain degree personal. And good logos to me have part of the person in there, especially if they're service or consultant-based brands, which is where personal branding, which is where I spend most of my time. So have a think about what it is about your current logo, your current branding that isn't working. Is it putting people off? Is it attracting the wrong type of people or the wrong dream client? Has your brand evolved since your business was first developed? So what don't you personally like about your current branding? So every branding has integral elements, and you need to bear in mind, what are the elements of your current brand that need to be maintained through the rebranding process? So they're often with my corporate clients, there are certain key colours that they want to retain from their old brand. Think about Commonwealth Bank underwent a massive rebrand. I can't remember when that was. It must have been the early noughties. And they went from their old logo to the diamond. People know that brand now. I can't remember what the old one was. But they know it, but they retain their colours through the process. So is this a rework or is it a complete do-over? Do you want to retain or invest in new typography or fonts? Do you want to retain or invest in new colours or a suite of colours? Do you want to retain or invest new design elements? And another question, especially if you're developing a new brand or rebranding for a different purpose, how is this new brand going to be used? Our businesses evolve over time, and you might have found you've gone from being a face-to-face business with uniforms to mainly an internet-based business. So it's going to be primarily used in the digital space or on social. That's going to have a different execution to if you're using it as a logo on a uniform. So it's going to be on your website. Obviously, this is always a firm yes from my perspective. I think every business should have a beautiful website. In print design, so your annual, do you create an annual report? Do you need to have a brand that supports, various sibling or child's brands within your brand architecture? So you might have a head office, and then you might have divisions within your organization. Does each of those divisions need to have its own color or style or branding element? Are you going to be using business cards? Are you going to be creating letterheads? Are you going to be using it across your social media channels? Are you going to be creating promotional items or uniforms? Which, if you've got a pen, you need to remember, things I have on my desk. Papermate logo, Lucas Pawpaw ointment, can't live without it. That logo as a circle is going to be hard, it's very detailed, to then use on a pen. So have a think about the future uses of your brand or your logo and how you're going to be using it. So have a think about what will engage your target audience. And we can't have a conversation without me talking about target audience. What do you know about your target audience, and how do you want your target audience to feel when they interact with your brand through all your channels? So social, digital, promotional, print, advertising, all the different ways and means they're going to interact with your brand. So what do you love in a logo, What are the absolute non-negotiables of the rebranding process? So you must retain, you know, you must retain certain elements, you must retain certain colours. And what elements of your personality, especially if you're talking about a personal brand, do you want to shine through in your new brand? So that's probably more than 24, but the blog post will contain 24 questions that you need to ask yourself before you undertake a rebrand. And if you want to chat with me, you can always book a 15-minute clarity call. We interact with brands constantly, whether we notice it or not. Some brands I love, some brands and logos I detest, some I want to engage with, and others leave me with a terrible impression. But I'm not always a target audience. But think about the brands you interact with on a regular basis. Are they memorable? What do they make you feel? Do they attract a similar target audience to your own brand? And think about how they might have commonalities for how you want your target audience to feel. So I could talk about branding all day, and I go through these questions and many more with my clients at the start of every branding project. And I've put a little branding workbook together for you, and the link is www.jmackaycommunications.com.au. Thanks for listening to the Smart Women of Business podcast. If you enjoyed this, please subscribe. I'm your host, Jane Mackay. To find out more about me, go to www.jmackaycommunications.com.au.